Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. There was an expose, particularly on the BBC the other day, about this huge scale industry of assisting people lodging bogus asylum claims in the United Kingdom. So a lot of undercover reporters have filmed solicitors and some other immigration advisors telling people what to do to get their false claims and get them accepted. And this included faking medical conditions, going to protests, not because they believed or disbelieved in the cause, simply to build up a case for asylum, from establishing bogus websites and things like that. The solicitors must be struck off because this is a dishonesty offence. It's clearly being the profession totally into disrepute, being a shyster, because they've got their first duty is to a court, is to the law, is to tell the truth to the court so the justice can be done. If they lie to a court or encourage anybody else to lie, then that's clearly a blatant breach of professional ethics, and they've got to be kicked out, and so on. So the British Broadcasting Corporation uncharacteristically did a very thorough and brave expose of what's been going on, and indeed for years. And I know people have done things like this. I knew a fellow student, and he'd married a South African to try and give her the right to live in the United Kingdom. This is over 20 years ago. Not that he was in an intimate relationship with her, and indeed he was gay. And as he said, and after the wedding, I went off with my boyfriend, she went off with hers. She was indeed in a romantic relationship with somebody else and things like that. This is how people are playing the system. So people, particularly from Muslim countries, are doing this, from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, from Iran, and so forth. So publishing articles in atheistic publications to pretend to be atheists, pretending to have a boyfriend if you're a man, pretending to have a girlfriend if you're a woman, so to be in a same-sex relationship, which would give you a well-founded fear of persecution in any Sharia state, and so on. But people who desperately want to stay here. Goodness. So they're how to befool the Home Office and get to stay in the United Kingdom. People charging fees of a few thousand pounds, of fabricating evidence to be allowed to stay there. People who supposedly had blasphemed Islam, which would mean that they would face the death penalty in many Shariat states and things like that. Wow. It's people who couldn't even write these articles themselves, they're using artificial intelligence to compose articles for them. It's true in places like Bangladesh, even if you're not executed, there are Islamic fundamentalists who will murder you and get away with it for doing that, and things like that. Or in Pakistan, the law says whosoever shall blaspheme the sacred name of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, shall suffer death, and so forth. It's very, very worrying. And I've listened to some interviews of people who claimed asylum and are coming from a certain Muslim country. I shan't say which one. And claiming that they're Christians. What does the Bible mean to you? Can you tell me a passage in the Bible that's very important? Can you tell me about the worship you used to go and where you used to go and when you used to go and things like that? So there are some law firms which make a lot of money at this. There's the real bottom feeders. So goodness, even they do need asylum, they don't necessarily need asylum in the United Kingdom from Bangladesh, for instance. You could go to India. Yeah. So really, they're just illegal immigrant, economic migrants and things like that. So there's a huge scale of this which has been going on. I'm not surprised. Anybody who knows much about immigration knows it's been going on for a long while. But I have to step back. They say, don't judge a man till you walked a mile in his shoes. What if I were them? What if I were born in a less economically developed country like Pakistan, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Iran, one of those? I can't blame them for wanting to seek a better life economically, but to live in a sort of happier, freer country, in a democratic country where human rights are respected, where there's no death penalty, where there are fair trials, where there are minimum social services, even the so-called poor people have enough to eat and running water and electricity, and their children go to school for free and all the rest of it. And they just see this as a victimless crime. They're telling a few porking pies to stay in the United Kingdom. I mean, I can't blame them. If I were their position, would I do likewise? I probably would, and say, well, I'm not hurting anybody. I just want to seek a better life and work and contribute to that society. And if I have to bend the rules, then I'm going to do it. If I were in their position, would I do likewise? And I probably would. But if they're in my possession, they say, we must get firm. We can't be tolerating this. I know can say, you want to come to the United Kingdom, fine. You have to immigrate legally. Fill out the forms, apply, and hope to get your visa. You might get it, you might not. And if you don't, well, tough. You don't get everything you want in life. But I'm very, very lucky. I'm from the Republic of Ireland. I'm also a British citizen. So I'm a citizen of two of the wealthiest, most developed countries in the world. And had I been born in another country, it would have been difficult. I used to teach English in other countries. I just thought, what if my native language was Tajik? Nobody would want to learn that one. I'd have to learn another language to even sort of begin to get a job abroad. You know, what if my native language was Quechua, you know, or Lingala, or one of those? So we are very lucky like that. Anyway, but nevertheless, these solicitors, they have broken their professional ethics very, very seriously. They must be struck off. And they've been exposed to this over this season. Very little is done about it. They're closed ranks. And some of the solicitors were trying to threaten these media organizations for their reportage, for doing good journalism, for exposing the truth with these undercover cameras. And people call themselves immigration advisors, telling you how to do it. And it's happening on a huge scale because, you know, as for people being in a same-sex relationship, how you prove it, you can't demand they have to show you a pornographic film or something like that. I suppose you just have to take their word for it after they verify a few details. And when they're marrying somebody else from abroad, they're often interviewing them separately. I'm only being silly when I say, so I don't take the wrong one. I don't understand what you mean. Okay. My friend Adam, he's the one who married a South African just to give her the right to reside in the United Kingdom. Would you say you're insane in Sinn Féin? I'm not in Sinn Féin. I don't think Sinn Féiners are insane, no. They interviewed separately. So how did you meet? So what's her middle name? What's her dad's name? When's her birthday? Okay. Did he give her a present last Valentine's Day? To try and verify it was a genuine relationship, because sham marriages are not allowed. Marriage is for money. Well, part of me thinks, but if you want to marry for money, then that's fine. That's your right. You marry for whatever reasons. Of course, people sometimes take into account someone's rich not to people marry. Your channel has definitely interested me. You don't find many unionist Southern Hibernians nowadays. No, maybe I'm the only one. So there was some sort of Democratic Unionist Party founded in Southern Ireland several years ago, but that sank without trace. This is a YouTube video. I can't even find it anymore. It is my dearest wish to stand for election to Dáil Éireann in Cork, but I might do that one day. But can I find 10 people to nominate me? We'll see. I'd be trying for got 1%. Did she have diplomatic immunity? Did who have diplomatic immunity? That South African woman I just mentioned? No, I don't think so. She was not a diplomat, so far as I'm aware. And then that chap, Adam, who wed her, said, well, she didn't even use it because we had to have our post go to the same address for 5 years so that when we divorced, she'd be allowed to remain. And she didn't. So that didn't actually confer on her the right to live in the United Kingdom in the longer term. So what should be done? You can't blame people for seeking a better life. Obviously, you can't blame a nation state for seeking to control immigration, have it at a reasonable level, make sure the people are coming in, have got a good skill set, are really going to be net contributors to society. But it is shocking that solicitors will routinely advise their clients to lie, indeed to perjure themselves in order to get these rights. Should it go further? Should it be prosecuted? Is this a crime that the solicitors have committed? Because I suppose it's like adjacent to making a perjurious statement. All right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Don't know PayPal. GeorgeCallan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.